We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
John Marino, New Jersey Devils defenseman, joins us right now on The Fan. John, thanks for joining us. And you said shortly after being traded here this July, this was a quote, "The Devils are putting the right pieces together. It's exciting to be part of this team, and I can't wait to get things going." Well, John, now that the things are going, what's Jersey been like?
Yeah, it's been great so far. I mean, the transition, you know, the guys in the room made it a lot easier, you know. A bunch of younger guys, you know, obviously, you know, around my age. So, you know, that helps out a lot. And, you know, it's a great area, you know, around here. The guys love it. So, I mean, you know, and then especially when you're winning, that helps out with everything too.
Yeah, of course. And it doesn't seem like there is a team in the NHL that you can't beat. Is that a true statement?
I mean, we definitely have that mentality. I mean, you know, it's any given night, you know, it's tough to get 2 points in this league and everyone knows that. But yeah, I mean, we just try to bring the same consistent game that we've been bringing.
We are recording this post-game Monday night. You are currently right now on a 13-game winning streak. First of all, congratulations. That's an amazing feat.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, you don't even think about it, too. I mean, you just – I guess I say this all the time, one game at a time. But, I mean, you don't even, like – you don't think after two, three, you know, before you know it, you know, who knows, you're at 13. So, I mean, you just take it one shift, one game at a time, and see what happens.
I know that. I've interviewed athletes and one game at a time, and we're 1-0, you know, but do you allow yourself to feel a little bit of the history, the weight of history with this win?
Not so history much. I don't think guys worry about that as much. It's more just, you know, kind of building the confidence of the team and, you know, knowing that, you know, you want to be a contender this year and you want to be a legit team, and, you know, being able to have that confidence, I think, you know, goes a long way, especially in this competitive league.
New Jersey Devils defenseman John Marino joins us on The Fan. The only other time the Devils won 13 games in a row was 2000-2001, and they ended up going to the Stanley Cup final. Does this team have what it takes?
I mean, yeah, that's where it starts in the room, you know, with guys believing it. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's tough to look past that point, but I mean, you know, where the team's headed right now and everything, you know, I'm sure everyone's feeling pretty confident.
I know it's early, but so far, what has been a defining moment for you personally this season?
I can't really think of a couple, but I mean, I think you know, the chemistry so far that, you know, we're able to bring with the decor and the forwards, and, you know, we're able to talk about plays and, like, yeah, you know, you're going to get, you know, arguments here and there, but I mean, you know, most of the time we're on the same page and there's good communication. I think that's key, you know? So, I mean, that so far has been, you know, really good.
Arguments about strategy, positioning.
Yeah. You know, like little plays here and there, positioning. Yeah. Where you should have gone on a certain play. You know, it's a obviously super competitive game and, you know, guys in the heat of the moment, but, you know, one thing about here is, you know, even in the heat of the moment, you're able to discuss it, you know, calm down. Take emotions out of it and think about it logically. And, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job of communication in that way.
John Marino's with us on The Fan. The Devils are allowing the fewest shots per game per 60 in the league so far this season. Obviously, you are a main part of that. What are you seeing out there on the ice that allows for something like that?
So far, it's been our structure. I mean, you could say, you know, it's a couple guys, but I mean, it's really, you know, a whole five-man unit out there every time on the ice. And, you know, including the goaltender too, you know, if he's able to stop pucks behind the net or, you know, help us break out, you know, that helps us out a lot too. And, you know, makes it easier for us. So, I mean, with everyone, you know, being on the same page, you know, where they're going to be without having a luck, I mean, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, and playing as one, how do you work to sustain this high level of play? I mean, you're not going to win, lose just three games all season.
Yeah, I mean, same thing that, you know, we've always been harping on, you know, one shift at a time. I mean, like, we've had a couple periods in the stretch too, you know, where we've been sleeping or, you know, we haven't come out our best at all. And, you know, we've gotten outplayed. But, I mean, to be able to respond to that and get back to our game, I think that shows a lot of resilience about us.
I spoke with Ken Danico after win number 5 on the win streak. He said, you know, I'm going to paraphrase here, but he used the phrase, never get complacent. What are you guys doing inside that locker room to make sure that you're not getting complacent?
I say it's more about the details right now. I mean, you know, there's always something to be, you know, learning about. I mean, like, you're not going to get better if you don't make mistakes and learn from it. So, I mean, there's something to take away from each game. And, you know, that's something the coaches have done a great job with us too. You know, not letting anything slide, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. They, you know, it's about, you know, holding each other accountable and to a certain standard.
John Marino, New Jersey Devils defenseman, is with us on the Fan. You're obviously a young guy yourself, but the Devils have one of the youngest rosters in the entire league. How do you use your playoff experience and your Harvard education to bring some guys along?
Yeah, I dropped the Harvard in there. I don't know if Harvard has much to do with it, but the playoff experience, I mean, guys just going to have to, you know, experience it on their own. But I mean, yeah, obviously playoffs is a, you know, a little bit of a different animal. And, you know, you got to, you know, be more conservative or a little more like better puck management. And, you know, you got to be on top of your game, especially, you know, with, you know, one play can change the whole game. Whereas, you know, during the regular season, it might not be that way. But I mean, I think we have all the confidence in the room that, you know, guys are going to be able to adjust. I think, you know, everyone knows, you know, certain guys are going to make certain plays and other guys, you know, have other roles too. And it's just kind of about knowing your role and where you fit in on the team. And then, you know, I think the rest takes care of itself.
They showed a graphic on MSG Network tonight on TV, and they said Coach Ruff is the 5th on the list of all times games coached in the NHL. What have you learned from him in your short time here in New Jersey so far?
He's been great so far. You know, he's able to communicate really well to us. You know, you're able to talk to him like a person. You know, he'll be honest with you. You know, he's not gonna sugarcoat it. And you know, if you mess up, you know, like, you're gonna know about it. But I mean, it's only fair, you know. So he's, for him, there's a reason he's coached that many games and won that many games. So, you know, we're pretty lucky to have him.
What has his message been during this historic win streak to the team?
I mean, like, yeah, he doesn't really, you know, bring up the win streak too much, but I mean, he just harps on, you know, start at every game. You know, it's a new game, new start. Don't look ahead, don't look behind. And, you know, just stick to our game. You know, what we've been doing has been working. And, yeah, same thing, just hold everyone accountable.
John Marino, New Jersey Devils defenseman, joins us on the Fan. John, a casual hockey fan will look at the standings and say, wow, like, here come the Devils. Like, explain to them why it dates back much longer than just this fast start with the putting the building blocks in place to get to this point.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the younger guys have been here for quite some time, you know, been able to develop, you know, play under the same system. And, you know, it takes a little time to get to know each other and play together. And then, you know, obviously some new guys here, you know, like myself and others, you know, that are able to hopefully come out here and help the team out. But I mean, yeah, it's such a long process. And, you know, we had meetings, you know, like retreats before the season started about how it's going to be a new year. And we want to turn things around, and, you know, you can only have so many losing seasons where it's like, you know, you need some results eventually. So I think guys are pretty tired of it. And, you know, you can kind of see that with the results.
In sports, you always said, you know, you're always told to believe, trust the process. What has made this process in New Jersey so poignant?
I mean, like, I can't speak too much of it. You know, it'd be my first year here, just kind of being around it, hearing from the other guys talk about it, you know, you know, it was miserable at times last year for them. You know, hockey wasn't probably the most enjoyable for them at times. So, you know, at some point, I'm sure, you know, like, you want to play the right way, get rewarded for it. And, you know, when everyone's winning, you know, everyone's doing well, that's contributing. Everyone's, you know, getting along, playing. It's way more fun that way, right? So, I mean, I think guys kind of see that this year, and, you know, they're able to build off it.
Jesper Bratt said of you, quote, he's just been one of those players that we've needed this whole time. And I got to tell you, a lot of Devils fans are calling you the missing piece. What are your thoughts on all of that?
No, I don't. I think, you know, I think I'm lucky to be here and lucky to be able to play with these guys, you know, these high skilled guys that I've, you know, I've just been, you know, waiting for their opportunity in this league to, you know, kind of break out. And, you know, I think the timing just worked out perfectly. And, you know, I'm kind of a product of that. But I mean, the skill level and everything, you know, that's been here and something that, you know, they've been a part of and, you know, that they've built themselves. So I'm just lucky to be a part of it.
I asked Ken Danico who the biggest offseason acquisition was, and he said Palat, but then obviously he's injured, but he said he quickly gushed about you. And he said, this is a quote, Marino has been not good, but outstanding. And I could do his voice here, but I won't. He's been an absolute horse. He's been able to shut down top players. He defends with his smarts and his mobility and his stick. He's chipped in offensively, and he's just a well-rounded defenseman. I think he's just been unbelievable. And that is one defenseman to another. What do you do to work on being so well-rounded?
Yeah, I think just being able to be reliable in, you know, all situations. You know, obviously defense comes first, and if you, you know, defend hard, defend well, you know, the offense will come. And, you know, some guys' offense comes easy. Some guys, for me, you know, I'm going to have to work on it throughout my whole career and, you know, just get better at it. So, I mean, like every summer, everything, you know, every practice, you're just kind of working on things, doing everything you can to become like a more well-rounded player. I mean, that's what everyone, I think, strives for.
What's your favorite drill at practice?
Favorite drill? We do this one where, you know, the D get to go net front once in a while. We get to tip some pucks. So once we get to be in front of the net, and you know, which doesn't happen too often. So that's always pretty fun.
New Jersey Devils defenseman John Marino joins us on The Fan. Hey, John, the Rock is packed on a Monday night. It's weeknight hockey. Crowds are back at the Prudential Center. How exciting has it been at the Rock this season so far?
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. I mean, obviously the winning streak helps, but even tonight, like everyone was saying before the game started, you know, it was a playoff atmosphere out there. You know, you could hear the fans before we were going out for warmups. During the game, you know, they're chanting, they're into it. You know, a play happens, they're watching the game, they're involved. It's been great, and that helps us out so much, you know, being able to get that energy at home too and have passionate fans like that. It's been great.
GM Tom Fitzgerald said this summer, we think we have a good team. Now is our time. Why wait? I'm going to ask you, I'm going to turn it on to you. Why wait? Let's go Devils.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, he's been saying that too since the retreat. And I think everyone's bought in. You know, now it's just about being consistent with it.
Before I let you go, you got to give me your favorite Thanksgiving Day food and the most overrated Thanksgiving Day food.
All right. I'd say favorite stuffing and Thanksgiving in general, I think, is overrated, the food. I mean, to be honest, not a big Thanksgiving. The turkey, dry, not a big fan. You know, but that's just where I stand.
All right, John, congrats on the win streak, and keep it going, and let's go Devils. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.